Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
That all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream.
Happy MLK Day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting, marching, resisting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 4 or 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out on the East Coast. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of it. Holy crap, we got a lot to talk about in this lovely week in the waning hours of the Obama administration.
Oh, my God.
And the fact that today's MLK Day and our first African-American president is leaving. And we're putting in a hood-wearing racist. If he's not, at least he's surrounded by quite a few of them Friday. But anyway.
Oh, my fucking God.
Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Happy MLK Day, everybody.
Happy MLK Day.
We are fucked.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, all kinds of shit going on.
How depressing. How fucking depressing. I mean, you know,
the contrast is again, so yeah, just spectacular. Don't forget, if you want to help us out, Screaming Liberal Media here, we're on the air 10 hours a week for y'all. Then you can help us out by buying shit through our Amazon hole. Go to Crabadabba.
Buy your shit through our hole.
That's that old
Crabadabby.
That's that old Cosby show.
Oh, yes.
Cabber. Remember him?
Yeah.
He be talking like back babies.
Or the sound you make after he drugs you.
That's right. That's probably where he got that from.
Oh, yeah.
crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you buy there, we get a little taste, a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything, just helps us out here to keep the lights going,
right,
and the mics on and the beer, well,
marijuana,
the beverages are going. we appreciate all the help, we appreciate everybody that does.
Danke.
And we got some other shit coming soon, so thanks for your participaciones.
Oui, oui.
Lots going on. You just want to get to the...
Yeah, let's just dive into the
headlines.
Shit.
And then see what's going on in the world.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, January 16th. 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post. I saw this yesterday. It's also coming out or is out on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving, and you can sit back and enjoy the warm, bubbly water
water
embracing liberals.
Oh yes,
who are also kind of pissed off and swear a lot.
Go fuck a sock.
The what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
You got something against sock fucking?
No, not at all.
As long as it's consensual.
I'm suggesting it.
The but make sure you ask the sock first.
Oh yes.
The it's the story that the study that came out from Oxfam showing a new analysis, the numbers and science and shit. So of course, meaningless to conservatives and the alt-right, knuckle dragging white supremacists.
Fuck you.
But they've, like last year, we talked about income inequality and how these, I think the same report had said something like 62 of the top humans.
Oh, God.
The richest humans on the planet owned more wealth than the bottom half of all humanity, of all several billion of us.
Then let's take their shit. Let's just take their fucking shit.
But now it's even worse because now they've revised their study and they found out that eight, as in chop your thumbs off and wave your hands around.
It's not even
eight.
Two full
super
fists.
Super rich men hold the same amount of wealth as the poorest half of the entire world.
Why? Why? Let's take their fucking shit. It's eight people. It's eight motherfucking people.
But we talked about this offline earlier, a little while ago, crab diving offline, that, I mean, what are we going to do? Shake them upside down and have numbers, electronic numbers in a Cayman account fall out?
No. I'll get some fucking nerd.
Doesn't work that way.
To figure
it
out.
To. We want to tax the living fuck out of them.
Agreed.
It's like a Monopoly game. We've said it before. What do these people? I mean, at least Bill Gates is kind of a benevolent evil billionaire.
You know, he does a lot of good things, doesn't he? I mean,
Warren Buffett arguably is kind of liberally. Jeff Bezos is kind of libertarian-y, but liberally on social issues. He's a dick. Bloomberg, we know what he's about,
right?
After
gun control
and also stopping and frisking brown people.
What a fucking dick.
So these eight, their net wealth, which is assets minus debts, amounts to, this is not just what they own, but take out their debts. So this is their net worth.
God damn it.
$426 billion. which they're estimating 3.6 billion people added together.
Yes.
The poorest on the planet equal those eight dudes.
If I ran for president tomorrow or whenever the next opportunity, and my slogan wouldn't be hope. It wouldn't be yes, we can. It wouldn't be make America great again. It would be let's take their shit. Let's take their shit.
Well, in other terms, probably.
Hey, I understand what that means.
In slightly other terms.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what Bernie was about, right?
I mean,
the 1% and income inequality. And that's kind of the root, I feel the same thing, of all of the evils, of all the problems of our country. I don't think we would certainly not have this cabal of cuntitude coming in on Friday. This rogues gallery, this pirate ship that's going to pull in and take over and rape and plunder Washington and the whole goddamn country and possibly the whole fucking world. We wouldn't have this right now.
You think about
if it weren't for this income inequality business.
Think about the problems that would solve. You know, I walk by this that you walk under the 101 here in Hollywood or any under any highway. There's an overpass. There's always a little shanty town. A bunch of houses made of fucking cardboard and towels and, I don't know, trash. And if they had more money, if a guy living in a fucking shack made of trash had money to not live in a fucking shack made of trash, wouldn't that solve a lot of problems in his fucking life? Wouldn't that kind of take care of everything?
Yeah. And, you know, I hate to wield that science and data and shit, but they've shown in other societies and other even places here in America where they have housing provided.
Yes.
They give them a free place to live and not some dorm with a bunch of cots in it where everybody's stealing everybody's shit. They give them a little tiny apartment where they have their own key and they have their own bathroom.
Oh, they humanize them.
And they have their own dignity. Right.
Right.
And guess what happens? These people get help and they get jobs and shit.
Think about it like this.
Holy cow.
All of a sudden, if you were homeless tomorrow, what problems would that cause in your fucking life?
Well, yeah, try to fill out a job application. What's your address?
You know, I live next to the fucking Little Caesars in Koreatown. That's a lot of people's address. They live outside.
And it turns out to be cheaper to the society in the longer run.
Yes.
To put homeless people into tiny little apartments and
but that's a fact.
Provide them with the help they need, especially, and treating drugs like a health problem, not a justice problem, which ain't looking good with Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III coming in as Attorney General.
Would MLK have endorsed Jeff Sessions?
MLK's wife sent a letter, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
When that's out today or something. I saw it. But MLK's wife, they've republished a letter that she sent to Congress in 86 or whenever, when Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III was trying to be confirmed as a federal judge.
Oh, yes.
During the Reagan administration by a Republican panel. And he was too racist for them. In the Reagan years. And
that makes me insane.
She wrote an impassioned letter saying that she was not endorsing him. Let's put it that way. The headline says it's from Forbes list. The richest people, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos, Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison.
Yes.
Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Facebook founder, CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Carlos Slim, the tycoon from Mexico who owns the New York Times that they always scream about on the right, and Amancio Ortega, who is the founder of a retail conglomerate in Spain that includes clothing chain Zara.
We know who they are. Let's go get their money. Or not all their money, most of it. They don't need most of it. Let's take it.
Well, that's the thing is, I mean, just from a practical standpoint, we've asked before many times, why? Why do you need, you've got, let's say you've got 30 or 40 billion. I think you're going to be okay, boo-boo.
Yeah. Well, why?
Why do you need more? You don't need that much.
But why
do you even need that more? It's a game.
Yeah.
It's a Monopoly game.
But why is because we have Schittler for president. Because
he's going to make it worse.
Right. America fucking loves oligarchs. They love to wrap their
the world
fucking lips around big money and just suck it off. We made Trump president. I mean, most of America didn't. Most of America didn't vote for that fuckface. But we made him. We created that motherfucker.
With the help
of Russia.
Right. The whole culture of Trump.
Yeah.
I'm better than you because I'm rich.
Right.
And that's his part of his supreme insecurity, I think, is that no matter how tacky, gold leafy his stupid house is high above everybody else in Manhattan.
What a douchebag.
And how many trappings he has of wealth.
Right.
He's still a slime ball. And people don't want to hang out with him. The big it's killing him, the celebrities. Are not wanting to hang out with him. It's killing him.
Yes,
it's killed him for years. That rich people don't want to hang out with him. You heard what Bloomberg said about him. Bloomberg's like everybody knows that all the rich guys in New York know you don't do business with Trump because he'll fuck you, and he's also just an asshole. Nobody wants to hang out with him.
Well, I will say this: there are some celebrities coming to his defense. I mean, Rob Schneider. Tweeted to John Lewis.
He said celebrity.
What an anti-vaxxer fucking dickhead, dude. Why is... Fuck Rob Schneider. Told John Lewis to quote... He tried to explain a Martin Luther King quote to John Lewis.
who probably heard it live from a few feet away from Martin Luther King.
Rob Schneider's a fucking comic.
When he said it, he probably the dude was probably standing right there.
Oh yeah,
Rob Schneider,
so fucking stupid. He's a comic.
Deuce Bigelow.
That got lucky. He made shit tons of money. Now he's talking to John Lewis. Tell him what to fucking do.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo is a new Gilded Age. It says these eight men are as rich as half of the world.
Now, fuck them. That's our choice. I mean, as a people, we're kind of letting that happen.
Well, that's what we've said here, too, before. We have to flip this paradigm of that all of us poor people serve at rich people's behest. It's the other fucking way around in our society. They're rich at our behest. We stop buying their shit. We stop. Their workers say, fuck you, and start walking off of their factories, walking out of their factories, walking out of their call centers, walking out of wherever. They're up tits creek.
What if the infrastructure disappeared?
Well, yeah.
What if there was no police? What if a roving band of loons went into Walmart and just took all their shit?
Right?
I don't know.
They're going to have to figure that out pretty soon.
Yeah.
Everybody should be sending all the rich people.
Yes.
A copy of the history of the French Revolution.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that. Because right now there's a lot of let them eat caking going on. And
sharpen the guillotine.
And these guys, it's just going to get uglier and uglier and uglier. And when they try, you know, they talk about using the army against it. Well, this is what happened in Arab Spring. It's what happened in a lot of these places is the grunts, the soldiers,
yes,
aren't dumb rubes that you've snatched off a farm anymore. These are people who know what's going on kind of in the world.
Right.
And they're not going to turn their guns on their moms and dads and brothers and sisters and neighbors and friends all the time as much as they would in the past.
I mean, look at Standing Rock. All those veterans came in to march against the big oil and the government there.
Right.
Sheriff Department.
So I think, you know, it'll just be a harder time for them to display this. And again, you know, you ask one of these guys, okay, you've got $50 billion.
Oh God, dude.
If not that we would recommend this.
Yes.
But if you took away 90% of that person's wealth.
Right.
Now, what have they got left? Let's do the math.
Okay.
They had 50. Now they've got, you take away 95%, they're down to what, a couple of billion dollars
to get by. Well, they got rent.
Well, my point exactly. How would your day change?
Not one iota,
Mr. Billionaire. How would your evening
difference.
Change? How would your would you have to give up a club membership or two?
But
of
you know,
of course not.
But you know that the problem with that fucks with people's idea of the American dream, you know, because we watch too many episodes of Lifestyles of the Rich and Fucking Famous.
Which has been goat fucked. I don't know what that means, but
goats know what that means.
I don't want to disparage goats, but the American dream. I mean, we talked about this. The 50s was when the American dream allegedly is the point where they, you know, a lot of the Trumpansies are wanting to go back to and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It was also the point where the rich and corporations were taxed the fuck out of.
Oh, yes.
But guess what happened? People still got blindingly rich.
How did that happen?
Because it was fair. And they weren't just piling up numbers in Cayman accounts, which does nothing for the world or society.
By the way, speaking of the 50s, women and black people don't want to go back to the 50s. I'm just taking a guess. You know,
right? Unless you're into getting your ass patted on the an elevator. I mean, you know, I'll take it. But so let's check and see what the drudgies are drudging up out of their two or three brain cells over there.
Fuck you. What is it?
God, it's a picture of young Donald Trump just looking all dapper and douche waddly.
Doesn't he have? Isn't he pigeon toed or something? That's why he couldn't serve.
Heel spurs.
Okay.
Meanwhile, he was playing baseball and like a marching band dude.
Yeah.
Marching band.
They march in the fucking army and, you know.
It says week of history. And it leads to an Associated Press article that says Americans will get the Trump they elected as president.
What does that mean?
I guess that means that anybody that thought he was going to change.
Yeah, that's amazing, dude. I mean, people, that was the mantra throughout his whole campaign. Just wait. He'll be presidential. Just wait. Just wait.
This is White House correspondent Julie Pace writing for Associated Press. After 10 weeks, dozens of tweets, and one rollicking news conference.
Rollicking.
Donald Trump's transition into the White House has left little doubt that the man Americans elected in November is the president they'll get.
Ha.
That's basically what it is.
Shit. He's not going to act like a normal person. We thought he would. Well, I didn't.
Got a whole bunch of polls have come out recently, and it ain't looking good for him. He's at his lowest approval rates, I believe, since they started measuring approval ratings of incoming presidents. Right. And he even like questions like, do you trust him? Do you think his transition team is doing a good job with the transition? It's not going well.
Right.
It's not going well. No, it's unfair. Very unfair.
I mean, you know what? It's got to really burn his ass, right? Because he sees himself as Ronald Reagan Jr.
I guess.
I read this thing.
Is Reagan?
Because he's making his first trip as president, his foreign trip is scheduled to go to, guess where?
A phone party with Putin.
Oh, yes. Guess where Reagan went his first trip? To fucking Russia. He's copying Reagan for foreign policy. That's what some fucking guy, and I think it was the New York Times.
Gorbachev?
Gorby. Yeah, they went and they threw the pigskin around. Do you remember that? When Reagan was talking about the summit, he goes, oh, we had a good time. We took some, you know, we set some time to throw the football around.
Remember,
who gives a fuck
about
that?
GW, and he had a moment where he looked into his soul, right?
Yeah.
Looked deep into his eyes and into those baby blues and saw.
I looked into Vladimir Putin's soul. Mm. Then we had a sword fight. No, that's Trump.
Yeah. Well, yeah, sword versus dagger.
Oh, yes.
So that's it. That's the headline over at the Drudge Report.
Oh, yes.
Is that history? I guess they're proud of that. I don't think this is a positive story. I think the story is saying, look, everybody that thought that he was going to change from the batshit lunatic off the rails, probably going to kill us all.
You are incorrect.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Nothing on Martin Luther King on Drudge. They don't put a story about Martin Luther King commemorating. I mean, it's Martin Luther King Day. Nothing?
Not everywhere.
Okay.
although I've got a story here that a tweet a couple of days ago caused some controversy. And now the city council in Biloxi, Mississippi,
fuck you, boy,
has scrambled.
What?
And today, on what was I think supposed to be their day off,
yes,
thanks to the holiday,
eat my dick,
they got together and anyway passed legislation that made sure that they made damn well sure that the name of today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And not in this, I guess in the state, there's still some places around this country where it's called Great Americans Day because they celebrate today and the birthday of Robert E. Lee.
You've got to be fucking shitting
Robert,
me.
Confederate General
true?
Robert E. Lee.
Are you not reading The Onion?
Great Americans Day recognizes joint celebration of Martin Luther King Jr.'s and Confederate General Robert E. Lee's birthday.
That is the most disgusting fucking thing I've ever fucking heard. You must be shitting me.
So, the city of Biloxi tweeted out, non-emergency municipal offices in Biloxi will be closed on Monday in observance of Great Americans Day.
Great Americans Day. Well, Robert E. Lee, now correct me if I'm wrong, he was in charge of the South, the Confederacy, right?
He did fight for the side that was trying to keep slavery going.
Well, then how is he a great American? I'm not trying to be a cunt. I'm really not. I'm trying to understand this.
Well, try to think like you live in Alabama.
Hey, man, he's a hero. He didn't even want to be part of America. He led the part of America that didn't want to be America. So that makes him a great American? That's bananas.
Correct.
That's fucked up.
There was a righteous hellfire.
Yes.
On all of social medias and everything like that. And it turns out the mayor,
okay,
of Biloxi, who I believe has the nickname Fofo.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
Is it French?
Great Americans Day doesn't exist as a holiday, it says in Google.
It's stupid.
But the Great Americans from the Mississippi, but the Mississippi Secretary of State's office, which recognizes a joint celebration of the two, they haven't seen that name used for it. So I guess on the books, it's still officially Great Americans Day, but they've never called it that in the past 20 years until Biloxi, somebody tweeting out for Biloxi, decided to whip out Great Americans
God,
Day.
God, you fuckheads. I mean, in any other country, if you had a guy who, led, I guess, a charge to have part of said country secede, that person would not be called a great countryman of that nation. Am I making any amount of fucking sense?
Well, yeah, but not to certain people.
God damn it.
They later, within a couple hours, they amended the post, and now I believe it's gone.
Oh, yeah. Dickheads.
But they did say something that it's while some are wrapped up in a holiday we did not name. Wrapped up in a holiday we did not name. Please consider the big news coming out of Biloxi today. And then it's just about, you know, what's going on with all the events.
What do you mean a holiday that they did not name?
It ain't our fault. It's named Great Americans Day and not Martin Luther King.
God. Insane.
The spokesman for Biloxi, Vincent Creel, said the declaration of the holiday did not originate with the city. And he described the tweet as something innocuous.
It's not innocuous.
We did not decide to start calling it Great Americans Day. However, whenever the state did, it is New Orleans. Whenever the state did years ago, that's how it listed in the city's code of ordinances.
We'll change it.
He said it's very frustrating to us. Very frustrating for Mayor Andrew Fofo Gillich. It's frustrating for us to be labeled racist when this is something we did not originate. We got a long history of diversity and welcoming in people of our community. When you think diversity and welcoming, isn't Biloxi the first thing that pops into your head?
So somebody from their government called it Great Americans Day rather than Martin Luther King Day on Twitter.
You know, yes.
So fucking, yes. You're a fucking asshole. You know what that means. And whoever did that, they knew that it would piss people off. They were just doing it to be fucking cunts.
Exactly.
Exactly. Shit.
It's the new Trumpistan. It's the new Trumpian administration. We can go back to not being PC, and we can call it Great Americans Day so we can celebrate Robert E. Lee along with Martin Luther King.
Think about it like this. Martin Luther King fought so people could have their civil rights. And to those people, he's a great American. Right? So,
but those people aren't people, according to other great Americans these people consider great Americans.
God. Just waiting for these people to fucking die off, you know? Mm-hmm. All the Trump-lows. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to do with these people.
Well, yeah.
There's no changing their minds. They're idiots.
Right. And they accuse us of living in the bubble.
Right. I'm in a bubble. We're in the most diverse zip code on the fucking planet, maybe. I'm in a bubble.
So today, the Biloxi City Council held a special meeting to officially, by the city council, change the name and adopt the holiday as Martin Luther King Day.
It's 2007 fucking teen,
The resolution was introduced by the mayor, Andrew Fofo Glitch. Gillich. There was backlash from around the country. Biloxi City Council held this emergency special meeting today.
God damn it, guys.
To consider changing the name from Great Americans Day to Birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the city ordinance. God. The city has officially referred to it as Great Americans Day since 1985 when they passed the original ordinance. So somebody passed it back then.
Some cock.
After MLK Day was made a holiday.
Right. Because they don't want to celebrate Martin Luther King.
Well, they had to dilute the black for that day with some real racist white.
Ugh.
Fofo introduced a new legislation. It says the city has for decades celebrated this holiday as Martin Luther King Day with an annual parade, Battle of the Bands, other activities. They're just making it official. So, but this is, apparently it hadn't been changed officially, and today they made it official.
Oh, okay.
But some asshole somewhere who got a hold of the tweet decided it was appropriate to put it out as Great Americans Day when they haven't in a long time. So that's the story.
Yeah, some racist dickhead.
Right, some asshole who got a hold of it.
Yeah.
Was like, I'm going back to what it's supposed to be called. What about Robert E. Lee? He was born near today.
We got to make America great again.
Amazing.
Yeah, we live in an ugly fucking time right now. It really is gross.
Yeah. And all that shit's being stirred up by a foreign power who just wants to weaken NATO.
I don't know what it is, man. I mean, I think we have to be okay with the idea of just not accepting a president that's fucking racist, that's sexist, that says shitty things, and is dangerous. Why do we have to accept this?
That's the way it works right now, and we just got to hope that the days are numbered until he fucking gets impeached, and we'll go back to just regular conservative Republican hellscape, as opposed to we're all going to die and we're going to get blown up hellscape.
Like, why does like bands like Three Doors Down, why do they have to turn over and be a little bitch for Trump? Why do they have to take that gig? Why don't they just say no? I'm not going to play for this dick.
A lot of them are. Today, with the big news out that the B Street Band and the band that was the, or is, I guess, quote, America's best Bruce Springsteen tribute band. They had done it for the past few inaugurations where they had participated some way, and they were a big hit. So they booked the gig already.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Trumpenstein gets in.
Nine.
And then they're like, whoa, well,
holy fuck.
Then they said they're going to defer to Bruce.
Yes. Which I think is kind of a,
which is pussying out.
Very pussy.
I don't think they did, though. I think they finally just made the right move, because now they've released a statement. They're bailing.
It's a cover band.
They said they received thousands of emails from both sides. I would love to see.
From both sides?
The email. Oh, sure.
You think the Trumpalos were like, you better not say no.
Absolutely. Nobody will listen to your shit again. You commie, you'll be in the camps with those Jews from Hollywood.
Listen, Bruce Springsteen fans, like diehard Bruce Springsteen fans, there's no way they vote for Trump.
I would hope. I think a lot of them did, though. I think
Springsteen's a liberal.
There are a lot of blue-collar, you know. I was going to say dummies, but they're not. Yeah. They're not dumb. They're ignorant,
right,
and uninformed and misinformed. That voted for Obama and then flipped and voted for Trump because...
But their idol is so liberal, right? I mean, Springsteen's a lib.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Right. He knows.
Yeah.
He gets it. He knows for the working man, it ain't the Republicans.
Right.
The Republicans don't care fuck all about the working man.
Fuck
and
all.
Maybe a lot of the Democrats don't either, and that's why we need to change it. And the best venue of change right now is through the Democrat Party. But you can't tell the extremist Bernie bros that or the extremist
Read
left right now.
Because
if
lyrics.
You voted for Hillary in any capacity, you're the problem.
Yeah, read the lyrics in Born in the USA. I mean, you know what I mean? Don't just listen to the fucking chorus. You know what would help if some of these weird ass Trumpalos go to a karaoke night at a bar and sing Born in the USA and you'll see the words, they come up on the screen. It might not mean what you think it means.
Yeah.
It might not mean white power and shit like that.
They said, we're standing out in a storm right here. We got to get out of the storm.
Right.
He said the story was so distorted there were misleading headlines like Trump hires B Street Band. He said we felt like we were out on our own on an island where they had already had the gig booked. And then it's like B Street Band agrees to work at the Trump inauguration.
Yeah, that's not fair. That's not exactly how it went down. But the truth is, Trump can't get a cover band to play at his inauguration. That's amazing.
They're saying out of respect for Springsteen, they have decided to pull out of the event. Quote, we feel that we had to make it known we didn't want to seem disrespectful in any way, shape, or form to Bruce and his music and the band. We'll be disrespectful to that orange piece of shit that's waddling in on the 20th. But we just want to know that we're not going to be disrespectful of Bruce.
Well, who made that point? Somebody made that point. We're allowed to disrespect Trump.
Right.
He's not entitled to my respect.
They said, he said, as time went by, the complexity of our situation became real immense and intense. The band was caught in a hurricane. We didn't see this coming, of course. Gary Talent, the E Street Band's founding bassist.
Yes.
Which is Trump's band.
Right.
Or not Trump's band. Bruce Springsteen's real band, the E Street Band. Tweeted in response when he found out the B Street Band was appearing, quote, please tell me this is more fake news or at least a joke. Steve Van Zandt.
Yes.
Outspoken guitarist.
Of the Sopranos.
Of the E Street Band and also actor of the Sopranos and Lillehammer.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that. That Lillehammer show is a goddamn.
I never watched it.
Yes. We tried to watch it. It's unfucking watchable. It is so boring.
I never watched a full one.
Yeah. Ugh. Sopranos. He's amazing.
He tweeted out, nice guys met them. I wouldn't say right or wrong, up to them, but it's naive to think one can separate art and politics. Art is politics.
Damn.
So that's basically him saying, I wouldn't do this.
Yeah, fuck off.
And then Forte, the guy from the band, the B Street Band, says, all the stuff made it clear to us that the event's not worth it. It's just a job to us. We're just trying to hold up a contract. We're not trying to prove anything. We're just a fun band.
Right.
Holy crap. 37 years they've been doing this. When I started this band 37 years ago, it was only about performing and making people happy. I never thought the distortion of what we do as a band would have been so intense. I can imagine.
Right.
You know they got death threats. Hopefully not from our side, but they may have.
Yeah.
Or from people pretending to be from our side.
But backing out for them is probably terrifying.
Sure.
I mean, imagine the gigs they play. Where do you think these guys play? We should look at their tour list and see where they're playing.
I'd be more afraid of...
I mean, you show up in Florida, in Central Florida,
right,
this band.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Get the fuck
out of here.
I'd
be more afraid of if they had gone through with it. I wouldn't have feared for my life.
Now all of a sudden you're the rhythm guitar guy in like this cover band.
Yeah, you're bailing, yeah. And now I would fear for my safety.
Absolutely. These guys are fucking bananas, these Trumpalos.
Had they gone through with it, maybe their career would have suffered a little, but probably not. They might have a little bump of Trumpanzees and Trumpalos who would support them. This is one of the bands that showed up.
Hey, I don't mean to
Loves America.
Change the subject, but along that same line of thinking, I mean, do you think we're headed toward Trump getting impeached?
Yes.
So He gets impeached. I don't know. The process goes on, and he has to say goodbye. What the fuck is going to happen?
Well,
man?
No, it's
what
that's going to be ugly.
Fucking fuck.
That's what I mean. I think the rats are meeting behind his back.
Oh yes,
trying to figure out how they're going to get the information out there that will convince other people. Like, you know, like right now they're like, well, you know, it's him versus the CIA and things like that. And but I think there's just going to be ways that they're going to get the information, hopefully get the information out to the Trumpansies.
Will Putin
to try to lessen the disaster?
Use the KGB.
Yes.
To fight FSB, his impeachment.
The FSB. No. Yes.
Yes. What is the FSB?
The KGB now.
Oh, yes. What are they called? What is F? Federation?
It's probably Russian, right?
Facial.
I don't know.
F.
Who knows what it stands for?
But it's FSB? Oh, Federation of...
But it's in Russian, so no. I don't know that FSB stands for something in English or if it stands for something in Russian.
I only do the United States alphabet. Fuck you, boy.
I mean, I guess we could look it up.
Eat my dick.
The Federal Security Service of the Russian Federation.
Yes.
Federalnaya Služba Bezpečnosti.
Nicked.
Rossiyovsky Federatsky.
Oh, that's good.
Federalnaya Služba Bezpečnosti Rossiyovsky. Grossikoi Federatsky.
You know, in all seriousness, you sound much better than Sean Connery did in that submarine movie. So much better.
So there we go. It is something in Russia.
Nicked.
That's FSB. But they're they're the FBI / CIA of the Russian current Russian Federation. Uncle Nipples' place.
I mean, you think Uncle Nipples is gonna come to Trump's rescue? Or do you think he's not going to give a fuck? Because the point was to win the election, right? Or to beat Hillary.
Yeah, but if he sees that the tide is turned against Russia, see, right now there's reports coming out that he's pissed that it went too far. That he's angry that anybody's talking about Russia right now because that could blow everything.
Ooh.
It could turn everybody here against the Russians.
So
if we definitively find out that they hacked and they were in it and they, you know,
yes.
Or until we convince the other X percentage of the idiots here in this country that that's what happened.
So you're saying Russia overshot their wad.
That's what the alleged.
Yes.
Stories coming out of Moscow are that that's why he fired that one guy who recommended he keep doing this shit and keep niddling in the election, and then
no more niddling.
That he would like nothing better than the Russian talk to go away right now, because if Trump would have gotten in and they just would have quietly, casually started saying, you know, is it so bad to talk to Russia, things like that. But given the what's the news,
right,
that they have been deeply affecting the whole thing worldwide, all these different elections in different countries, that it might backfire on them here, and that enough people will say fuck that and even more sanctions will hit them.
I mean, Russia on some level, don't you think Putin, when he walks into a party with all these other international bigwigs, doesn't he want to be treated like a normal person and not a pariah?
Probably. I think he probably cares less about that. Yeah.
And what happens when Rex Tillerson shows up? They lift the sanctions, and then Exxon can just drill the fuck out of Russia. I mean, aren't people going to raise a few eyebrows? Aren't they going to notice? It'll be some kind of brouhaha, or nobody gives a fuck.
One would hope.
Or there's nothing you can do. What are you going to do, protest in Russia?
In the lines along with the story out of Biloxi.
Yes.
Just to show you, in Alabama, you may have heard of it.
Oh, yes. It's a state next to Florida.
And the state we just talked about, Mississippi.
It's a state where AG comes from. Oh, my God.
Apparently, something's going on with Cracker Barrel. Because if you look at, if you Google Cracker Barrel, Alabama,
yes,
or Cracker Barrel, Mississippi,
right,
it, the Cracker Barrel pops up on the map, and then underneath it, it says, Robert E. Lee's birthday might affect these hours.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Because they show the hours. So for some reason...
That restaurant has had issues.
Googling Cracker Barrel right now tells you that Robert E. Lee's birthday might affect these hours.
So they did something back in the 80s.
I don't know how that works.
Didn't they do something back in the 80s or the early 90s? It was pretty anti-LGBT, and people would go to their restaurant and just sit there and order water to protest it.
I kind of remember
that. I mean, they got the word cracker in their name. There's going to be some shenanigans.
It's the barrel where all the crackers hang out. You're saying like it's like the basket of deplorables. That's barrel of crackers.
It's not the best restaurant either. It's really not.
I have never partaken.
What?
At a Cracker Barrel.
Oh, that'll change. That'll change. In the South, I've all never, over the fucking place.
I've never.
Yeah.
What is it like? I've gone to the, I've seen the Cracker Barrel stores where you can buy cheese and sausage and shit.
And then you go to the restaurant, you can order a sweet tea. It comes in a jar. Big mason jar full of Coke or, you know, whatever.
Well, there you go.
Right.
Let's see. I have some leftovers from Faithless Friday. We never get to
Faithless Friday everything. Leftovers.
This is also a different version of the stories on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. Don't forget, if you're going to buy anything on the internet, help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. By buying shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Pay us.
And if you want to listen to books, crabdiving.com/Audible. That'll take you to the Audible site. And if you sign up for them, we get a little nibble, a little taste again. Doesn't cost you anything. And you get, a couple of free books.
Oh, my God.
You can test that shit out. See if you like it. I ended up staying with it. I like it.
I love audiobooks.
Especially if you drive and stuff like that. It's a great, great way to,
it's better. Now, is it true? It's better to listen to a book while driving rather than read it.
Spoken word. Yeah.
Oh yes.
In news or a book, that'll help if you're tired, it'll help keep you awake as opposed to music.
But it's better than just reading the book while you're driving.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Depends on the city. Intercessors for America.
What the fuck is that?
The Intercessors for America apparently are a Christian group.
God.
Who put out a press release.
Boo.
And cast some kind of, are going to be out en masse.
Right.
Allegedly. Casting magic spells in Washington, D.C.
Hoogity boogity.
To kind of wash the black eye. I mean, to wash the evil of the Barack Hussein Obama administration, the bad black Muslim juju. They're casting.
Is that true?
They're like a Christian dog peeing over.
Oh, yeah.
All the places where the previous dog had walked.
Kate, listen.
Is that
their specific purpose of the prayer? To wash the Obama out of D.C.?
Here's the press release. For too long, our adversary has built mighty walls around our elected officials in Washington, D.C. Adversary.
What the fuck? He's your fucking president.
So, starting on January 13th, 2017, we will begin a 7-day Jericho march around the White House and Capitol. Culminating with a mighty shout by believers across the nation as President-elect Donald Trump takes the oath of office and is installed as our new president of the United States of America.
I wonder if that shout is supposed to mirror some kind of bullshit that happened in the Bible.
I think it's some magic. Isn't that Jericho? Didn't somebody yell down the walls of Jericho?
Oh, right. You shout down the walls.
Or trumpeted down the walls of Jericho?
Oh, shit.
Elijah.
Was it
Elijah?
Yeah, the building codes were different back then.
Jericho.
Right.
Jericho. I don't remember that one as well. Many believers will be in D.C. marching on the same days, along with a multitude of others.
Who gives
joining
a fuck?
On January 20th as they watch the inauguration ceremonies. Unity is the key.
Please, as long as you're white.
Well, here's the unity. Please use the prescribed battle strategy.
What? What kind of fight?
By declaring the coming victory of the Lord using the scriptures included in this resource and by shouting to the Lord as the applause rises when President Trump utters the last words of his oath of office.
Imagine fucking Black Lives Matter protests on Inauguration Day, and then it comes out that there's some sort of memo going around that uses the word battle plans. Imagine the fucking the outcry.
Well, but all you're supposed to do is yell your magic spells right when Trump is finished having his little orange fingers on the Bible.
Wouldn't you do it right before, though?
Well, they're
to keeping from
the moment.
Being
they're,
president.
They're pro Trump.
That doesn't make any sense. They're Jesus people, right? Christians.
Oh yeah.
So what about Schittler? Is like, what does Schittler and Jesus have in common? Name me five fucking things.
They think they bought his bullshit that he's suddenly way into God and that he's going to stop the baby killing and stop the Muslims from taking over their small Kansas towns, and that's going to be, everything's going to be okay again. And they won't have to bake a cake for any homos.
Do you think Schittler was sincere?
No.
When he said the Bible is like a great movie.
Well, yes. Number one, January 14th through 19th, teams of intercessors will be prayer walking.
What is that?
Teams of intercessors.
I don't know what that is.
We'll be prayer walking.
I can moonwalk.
I'm prayer walking right now. I'm in a prayer orgy right now.
Oh, really? Oh, geez, you're a perv.
Oiled up.
Oh, yeah. Prayer walking. What the fuck is that? What is that?
Well, it says parentheses marching. If that helps you.
God damn it.
Teams of intercessors will be prayer walking, marching around the U.S. Capitol and the White House complex, declaring the coming presence of our Lord and destructions of the walls of protection around those oppose him.
Shut up. God damn. What the fuck does that mean?
I think it means they didn't edit this really
right.
Well. Those who oppose him? Around those that oppose him?
Yes, a little less prayer walking, a little more proofreading, dickheads.
Those not able to be in D.C. during these times may do the same during their prayer times. So get up and march around. Maybe if you have a snow globe from D.C., put it on the floor and you can march around.
Wait a second. When am I supposed to prayer walk and when am I not supposed to fucking prayer walk?
It's they're hoping it's at the same time, I guess. Or any,
how are they
anytime,
coordinating that?
Anytime during that. During that 14th through 19th, you can evidently send some prayer juice to
gross.
Those that are actually the actual intercessors.
Oh, yes. What, fling it at you?
Creepily circling the Capitol and White House.
I mean, hey, let me ask, is this the same story? There's a group of people going to D.C. to pray a shield around
That's
Trump.
That's exactly what it is.
It's the same story.
This is the intercessors.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought these people, their job was to wash Barack out of the White House. The black out of the White House, quote unquote. But these people that I'm talking about are supposed to protect Trump from protesters.
January 20th, the bikers are you talking about? That's a different.
That's different. That's different, a different. Yeah. That's the wall of meat.
Yeah.
The wall of meat.
The bikers said that they're ready to protect Trump with a wall of meat from the evil leftist protesters.
Isn't that the best?
January 20th, as president, I'm still reading from the press release here from the intercessors.
God damn it.
Who, by the way, are being joined by the end time handmaidens.
That's not true. Yeah. That's bullshit.
Helping them out will be the end time handmaidens.
Are you kidding me? That's crazy.
Which really sounds like a punk rock group, right? Or something like that?
Well, to me, it sounds like some little weird group that would be in like Lord of the Rings.
It is.
Or like, yeah,
it is.
Like, that's exactly what it fucking is. Doesn't it sound like, I don't know, Harry Potter? The handmaidens will be assisting. What are the orcs?
As President Trump finishes his oath of office, at the moment of the power transition.
Oh, my God.
All intercessors are instructed to shout to the Lord with faith and expectation that the spiritual walls will be destroyed at that moment.
What are they going to shout, though?
They think there's some magic walls somewhere.
Oh, yes.
That when Trump
says, I do. I will.
And the end of the Republic is nigh. That by all of them screaming out their God magic.
Yes.
At that moment, that right. some bizarre spiritual walls, which I would like to learn more about.
Sure.
Are going to be destroyed.
You know, this really fucking pisses me off. Because I remember when Obama was elected, all these GOP dick faces, they would say, what do you think is going to happen? Obama's going to be sworn in office. He's going to snap his hands. And immediately we're going to be turned into like some liberal paradise. That's literally what they think Trump's going to do when he gets in office.
Oh, right. They think every rainbow flag will be taken down.
Oh,
every
yes.
Every black person will be stopped and frisked the fuck out of.
And the air's going to smell sweeter, right? According to these fuck nuts.
If you can't make it to D.C., please do this wherever you are and consider joining thousands across the nation.
What?
By dialing. Then they've got, apparently they've got like a worldwide conference call going where you can all dial the code.
Is it piped into D.C. or
something?
The
call will start at the beginning of the inauguration ceremony.
This is so stupid.
On the board of directors, that's from the press release. On the board of directors for Intercessors for America is notorious anti-LGBT crackpot Larry Tomczak, perhaps best known for his very public battle with Ellen DeGeneres. And he also claims Ellen DeGeneres is using Taylor Swift to lure young girls into lesbianism.
Oh my God, you fucking idiot. So, wait a second. So, I'm trying to understand what's going on with these loons. So, I can call a number and scream into the phone at the exact appropriate time?
I think it's, for some reason, the magic will be strengthened if you...
I mean, that's not any less crazier than any other shit they believe in, I guess. That's just... Think about it, though. I'm going to pick up my phone, dial a number, and
they're
go...
They're probably recording the caller IDs. So
oh,
then
yeah.
You're on a list now.
So what do I say?
You'll get a call from...
Oh, it's evil.
Yeah, warning not to listen to Taylor Swift because
right.
She's trying to help Ellen DeGeneres turn you into a muff muncher.
Ha 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 ha.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
Aren't we all muff munchers?
Right. Thanks to Ellen. What is the word? Do they have a word you're supposed to scream, or is it literally
you're just
like,
supposed to call out to the Lord.
How, though? Like, what do I say?
Well, it's very personalized, Ryan. Your own personal magic is stronger than apparently any script they could give
you. Here's what I don't understand, and here's the this is where it doesn't really... It all falls apart, the logic. They all have all these...
No, I think it falls apart much earlier, but go ahead.
They have all these rules, right?
Yes.
You're supposed to believe in God, follow the Bible. It's very specific, right? But all of a sudden, when I scream, I get to choose the word I scream?
Well, it's prayer. It's not like a power word.
They want you to scream, right?
Well, but you scream the word of the Lord. Yell out your...
What do I yell?
That's
what I'm asking.
Whatever you feel like saying to God at that moment.
Okay. It's frustrating.
I concur.
I'm just going to go like this.
Then you're obviously speaking in tongues.
Oh,
obviously,
yeah.
The Holy Spirit has overcome thee.
What a bunch of fucking idiots. And you know... Yeah, that's what you scream if you want to get your followers to buy you a fucking private plane to tool around in.
Did you bring condoms?
Oh, yes. Of course.
End time handmaidens and servants are a company of committed, spirit-filled believers.
Agreed. They should be committed.
With a vision for the nations dedicated to prayer and fasting.
Fasting?
I don't know. I'm looking at the pictures. For building the kingdom of God.
A little more fasting, a little less building.
Welcome.
Boy.
The story of this ministry is one of dedication, courage, sacrifice, love, and miracles. It began in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Wow.
Argentina. In 1966, when its founder, Gwen Shaw,
yes.
a missionary with... She was in the missionary position.
Okay.
With 19 years of field experience.
It was not reverse cowgirl.
Began to pray the prayer which Jesus told us to pray. Oh,
when did
boy,
he do
this
that?
Goes on and on.
When did he tell me to pray something?
Send laborers into your harvest, Lord.
What?
send laborers an OU, so obviously Jesus was British.
Is that literal or figurative? You're right, I don't know.
To whom are we speaking?
You can't see this because you're listening, but the look you gave me says it all.
The multitudes of lost souls has become such a great concern on her heart, had become such a great concern on her heart. So few had heard the gospel that she began to weep, asking God to send the women into the harvest fields. Sir Gwen, as she is known to thousands, saw that in spite of the great need for preachers of the gospel in the nations, so few, too few, were answering the call. There was a lack of dedicated men and women. She saw how supernaturally God was using her.
Yes.
She saw how supernaturally God was using her.
What does that mean? Like God was sending down like laser beams or some shit? Supernatural, like a ghost.
If the men would not go, surely there must be women like herself who were willing to dedicate their lives to God, live the life of faith and obedience that souls might be saved.
Right.
She began to pray as she returned to the Orient. Her home base.
Okay. Well, listen, but if ever...
So it's a ministry of by for women, I think.
Right. But if everybody heeds the call to go be a pastor, then there's not going to be enough people to go hear these motherfuckers say their bullshit. And then what? And then what?
That's right. You can't... You don't want to put a Starbucks next to a Pete's Coffee.
Right. And it is the entertainment industry. Do you think this show would be farther along if we were talking about Christian shit and preaching and all that other garbage? If we made our show a Christian podcast, made money in that field, we would rise to the top.
Can we still say like twat drizzle and things like that? That would be hard. How do you be?
I don't know. I'm kidding.
I just wonder if there's. I just don't like Christians aren't funny.
No,
hardcore Christians are just not. They're just not funny.
No, not at all.
How would you? We'd have to not be funny.
No, we could be funny. I don't know. Fuck, I don't know.
I mean, without laughing at what they're talking about.
Yeah.
We get some of these callers in who are like, Isaiah 47:16.
Oh, my God.
So that's what. So the end time. The end time handmaidens.
God, that sounds insane. Doesn't that sound insane?
We'll be helping.
God damn it.
Cast their magic in Washington to help take over
our
country and
How do you get it? How are you able to be in the end times handmaidens? Do you sign up? Do you have to audition?
I don't know what you have to do.
I'm just wondering. I mean, what do you get? And then when you're in it, do you get a certificate?
The it's Sunday weird. Herald in Scotland, where Donald Trump.
Oh yes,
not beloved.
He's got that golf course.
Not liked.
No.
In fact, loathed and despised. Exactly because of that golf course and shit. Right.
You know what's funny? I put a picture on our Facebook page, and it's from when Trump was visiting Scotland on that golf course. There's a person holding a protest sign in the background, and it says, Trump is a cunt.
Yeah. Yeah. he fucked over people. He promised, it's the same shit, promised thousands of jobs, millions of dollars for the local economy. Guess what hasn't happened?
None of that.
Couple hundred jobs and not millions to the economy.
So did he lie?
He fucking lied.
Shitler. You got shitlered.
So the Sunday Herald in Scotland.
Yes.
In their television listing.
Okay.
The TV guide section. Here's the listing for the inauguration of Donald Trump on Friday.
Awesome.
4 p.m. BBC One.
Right.
Scotland. After a long absence. Because, they all talk like that.
I don't even know how you do that Scottish dialect. I had that class in college, and we had a Scottish section. I sucked. I couldn't do it.
After a long absence... The Twilight Zone returns with one of the most ambitious, expensive, uncontroversial productions in broadcast history.
They fucking hate him.
They call it the Twilight Zone. Sci-fi writers have dabbled often with alternative history stories. This is the listing for the inauguration.
In their TV guide.
In the Herald, one of the biggest papers in Scotland.
God, it's funny.
Sci-fi writers have dabbled often with alternative history stories. Among the most common is, what if the Nazis had won the Second World War setting?
Oh, God.
But this huge interactive virtual reality project, which will unfold on TV, in the press, and on Twitter over the next 4 years.
So they think America's a big fucking reality show.
Sets out to build an ongoing alternative present. The story begins in a nightmarish version.
A virgin?
Of 2017.
A nightmarish virgin, I love that.
In which huge sections of the U.S. electorate have somehow been duped into voting to make Donald Trump president.
I hate this movie! I hate it!
It sounds far-fetched, and it is. But as it goes on, it becomes more and more chillingly plausible.
We are a fucking joke.
Today's feature-length opener concentrates on the gaudy inauguration of President Trump.
Oh, my fucking God.
And the stirrings of protest and despair surrounding the ceremony. While pundits speculate gravely on what lies ahead, it's a flawed piece. But a disturbing glimpse of the horrors we could stumble into if we're not careful.
So we're in the horror. We're in the horror story. That's what that guy's saying.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate this. Man,
it's
fuck
a flawed
this.
Piece, but a disturbing glimpse of the horrors we could stumble into if we're not careful.
God damn it. You guys, if you're a senator or a fucking congressman, you're listening to this fucking podcast. My fucking God. Stand with John Lewis. Grow a pair of fucking nuts or ovaries.
So thank you, Scottish. Thank you, Scotland.
That's fucking amazing.
And then there's a meme in the comments. And it says, you know, all the things he's been called in Scotland. It says, why we love Scotland. Butt plug face. Two-page fuck trumpet.
Butt plug face.
Bloviating flesh bag.
Oh, I love that.
Weapons grade plum.
I love butt plug face.
A weasel-headed fuck nugget. A clueless numpty.
What is a numpty?
I don't know, but I like it.
A fuck nugget.
One of my personal favorites. A cockwomble.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love that. Hello, cockwomble.
A shit-spackled muppet fart.
Jeez.
A bullcocked chin spunk bubble.
What?
A mangled apricot hell beast.
That's great.
A witless fucking cock splat. An incomprehensible jizz trumpet.
A jizz trumpet that I can't even understand. That's who he is.
And an ignorant fuck muppet.
Yeah, I agree with all those. Those are all apropos.
And also tiny fingered, Cheeto faced, ferret wearing shit gibbon.
Wow. What is it? Why does a shit gibbon? Why does a gibbon have to take a hit? That's not fair.
It's a shit gibbon, though.
Hello, shit gibbon.
Just have a way with the words.
Yeah. Cockwomble.
So there we go. The rest of the world thinks we're fucking assholes.
They think we're
even
fuck
more
nuggets.
Than usual.
We're a joke.
Thanks.
I mean, really, the rest of the world, they must pity us. But at the same time, I mean, my God, they must be terrified. Imagine if you're a little country in Europe and you're next to Russia. And then we decide, I don't know, we're not into NATO anymore.
Yeah, he said over the weekend it's overrated or something.
Is there anybody that can just ask him, listen, I know he's not going to do anything policy-wise that we're going to agree with. I can't imagine. But could he just shut...
He whips out single payer and shocks us all.
Right, shocker. Could he shut the fuck up?
He'll do that.
Oh, yes. Could he shut the fuck up, though? Could he just please shut the fuck up and quit tweeting and destabilizing the fucking planet? We've only got one fucking planet. If you nuke the whole thing, we're fucked. It doesn't matter how rich you are. If your skin fucking melts off because of radiation and things of that nature.
He did manage, somebody else managed to get a hold of his Twitter apparently today because he did tweet, celebrate Martin Luther King Day and all of the many wonderful things that he stood for. honor him for being the great man that he was.
Is he eating a taco bowl?
Well, no, he'd probably fried chicken, right?
Oh, yeah. What a dick.
And watermelon.
He didn't write that.
Of course not. This is after yesterday's tweets. He was quiet for almost a day.
Does it say
after he took a swipe at the outgoing CIA chief, John Brennan?
Oh, shit. Why are you going to piss off those guys?
And right after he took a shot at Saturday Night Live because he can't fucking handle it.
What did
it's
he call
making
that?
Making him crazy. NBC News is bad, but Saturday Night Live is the worst of NBC. Not funny. Cast is terrible. Always a complete hit job. Really bad television.
He's on NBC. He's got a show. He's an executive producer on fucking NBC. Is he not? Like, your fucking dick show is on that, you fucking idiot. God, I would be out of my mind at NBC. I mean, like, we're putting your show on our fucking network.
So he spoke, Trumpenstein, Schittler, spoke with the London Times.
Hello.
Over the weekend.
Right.
Lots of news there.
Cockwomble.
I'm reading, you know, there's a million different versions you can read about, but I'm at Daily Kos.
Mm.
In an attempt to sound like he knows something about foreign policy.
Yes.
In an attempt to sound. Like he knows something about foreign
He's
policy.
He's trying.
Donald Trump sat for an interview with Michael Gove of the Times of London and Kai Diekmann, former editor of Germany's Bild newspaper.
Kai Diekmann. That's an amazing name. To my ears.
They've put together a little section here where it's obvious that we've elected an idiot.
How depressing.
And they've even tried to translate what he says, and they're not good at it. They're not even good at it. It says, I know cleaning up politician quotes has been standard journalistic practice forever, but in the case of Trump, it's not just about removing a few errs and ums to help the speaker sound more articulate. Gleaning ideas from Trump's sentences and paragraphs, all of those are in quotes, by the way, like his sentences and his paragraphs, is more like sifting through a toxic waste dump trying to find an unused tissue.
Oh, my God.
So this writer is suggesting that
he's right.
They're kind of glossing over. For example, the Times of London wrote, quote, Trump will agree to a nuclear weapons reduction deal with President Putin of Russia in return for lifting U.S. sanctions. It's like, don't worry about the whole Crimea thing.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Don't worry about that Ukraine thing.
Hey, you're putting journalists in jail? That's who gives a fuck?
Aleppo business. Forget about it. Bygones and bygones. Yeah. But what Trump actually said, now they've published actual transcripts.
Yes.
Of what he said.
Oh, my God.
Question, do you support European sanctions against Russia? Answer, well, I'm going to read this verbatim. Well, I think you know, people have to get together and people have to do what they have to do in terms of being fair, okay? They have sanctions on Russia. Let's see if we can make some good deals with Russia. For one thing, I think nuclear weapons should be way down and reduced very substantially. That's part of it. But you do have sanctions, and Russia's hurting very badly right now because of sanctions. But I think something can happen that a lot of people are going to benefit.
Okay. Translation, we're getting fucked.
What does that mean?
I don't even know. God, you know, before the show today, you played me a clip on YouTube of a...
It's on our Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook.com/crabdiving of a Trump speech. And a guy, what did he do? He photoshopped an accordion. So it looks like
he's playing an accordion
with his hands. But, I mean, I believe the text of the speech... Oh, no, he was comedy.
That was a different one.
But still, he
didn't...
It was
too different.
He didn't make sense in that one either.
Well, because he doesn't make sense, right? Right.
Is that what we're underreporting? That, like, whatever. He's a racist. He's sexist. He's rapey, apparently, you know? But he just sounds like... He sounds like a loon.
Well, right. If
he's
doesn't
not
have,
coherent.
If he doesn't have... One of the few things that saved him, I think that was Kellyanne, probably... was putting him on the prompter. Remember, he said, I'm not going to do it. He used to shit on anybody who did. Yeah. Who used a prompter. He used to pick on Obama, picked on Hillary. She used it. I don't use teleprompters. I don't use teleprompters. These are much better, right? And then they put him on a fucking prompter, and that started to make him sound almost human.
And the crazy thing is, I mean, when you're given a speech, a lot of people take notes with them and prepare notes for the speech, or they put the shit on a teleprompter. It's part of preparation. That doesn't mean you're not authentic.
This is just a couple of moments that somebody put together and then reminding us this is not edited. This is one straight shot from last year sometime during the election. But here's just an example of unscripted, unteleprompted Trump. And I said, strap in. This is the guy that's taking the helm.
Oh, my God.
On the 20th.
You know what irks me? Look, having nuclear
the music that they added to it makes it spectacular. That kind of dumb circus music.
Yeah.
You know what irks me? Look, having nuclear. My uncle was a great professor and scientist and engineer, Dr. John Trump at MIT. Good genes. Very good genes. Okay.
He's pointing to his head. So he's saying, my uncle was a very important scientist. So that proves, look how what a genius I am. Look, yeah, good genes.
Good, rich, white genes. It's insane.
Very smart. The Wharton School of Finance, very good. Very smart.
So he can't even compliment his uncle, who was an alleged nuclear expert, without reminding people, look how smart I am. I went to the Wharton School of Business.
Man, that's crazy.
Look how smart I am. I
mean, good genes, okay? Very smart. The Wharton School of Finance, very good, very smart. You know, if you're a conservative Republican, if I were a liberal, if I ran as a liberal Democrat, they would say I'm one of the smartest people anywhere in the world. It's true.
No.
It's true. But when you're a conservative Republican, they try, oh, do they do a number? That's why I always thought of went to Wharton, was a good student. Went there, did this, built the, you know, I have to give my like credentials all the time.
No, you don't.
Because we're a little.
No, you don't. You're sad because you feel like you have to give your credentials all the time. If everybody thinks you're a spectacular fuckwad, then you're a fuckwad and you're an idiot. If you have to constantly walk around telling people, I'm smart, or if you have to constantly tell people, I'm a nice person, maybe you need to look in your fucking mirror.
Yeah. And quit talking about your fucking uncle. I don't care about your uncle.
Disadvantage. But you look at the nuclear deal. The thing that really bothers me, it would have been so easy, and it's not as important as these lives are. Nuclear is so powerful. My uncle explained that to me many, many years ago, the power, and that was 35 years ago. He would explain the power of what's going to happen, and he was right. Who would have thought?
What is he talking about?
Nuclear is power, and he's right. My uncle.
I mean, this goes on for another 30 seconds. Do you want to? Yeah, do you want the rest of the word
lovely.
Salad?
I love
but
this.
When you look at what's going on with the four prisoners, now it used to be three. Now it's four.
Hold on a second.
And even now.
Is he just totally changing the subject or did I miss something? Where do these fucking prisoners come from? And what the fuck is he talking about?
I mean, hindsight.
Yes.
Would tell one. And you got to know what's going on, too. None of these old white people that he's talking to are probably going to know what the fuck he's talking about with the four prisoners that are now three. I think he was talking about the people that were being held in Iran.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The ones that we got back after we gave them their money back, which the right spins
we paid
a hostage with our money. Yeah.
Right.
When it was three, and even now, I would have said, it's all in the messenger. Fellas, and it is fellas because, you know, they haven't figured that the women are smarter right now than the men, so, you know, it's going to take them about another 150 years. But the Persians are great negotiators. The Iranians.
Grab them by the pussy.
But is he pandering? Is he making a point? Say, listen, women are smarter.
It's going to take 150 years for everybody to figure it out.
Where did that number come from? Citations.
Because then he's absolving himself of doing anything about it.
Right. Oh, okay. I see. It's a time. I'll be dead. That's what he said.
I can't do anything about it because it's going to take everybody 150 years to figure out that you're almost equal to us.
We're making sense of this. It's going to take 150 years to figure it out. I'll be dead. I'm not going to do anything for equal pay for women. I'm not going to do anything for women's health because I'll be dead anyway. What?
Right now, other than the men's health, you know, it's going to take them about another 150 years. But the Persians are great negotiators. The Iranians are great negotiators. So
the Persians are the Iranians.
That's like
Persians are Iranians. What they call themselves when they're here and they don't want people to know they're from Iran. They say, I'm Persian.
Are we getting into the neighborhood of where we're saying, like, Persians are great negotiators? Jewish people are wonderful with money.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Right?
Sure.
I mean, that's...
He said that before where he wants somebody wearing a yarmulke to do his finances, right?
You know, the shitty
things.
Wasn't
that kind of something he said like that?
You think Ivanka, and I don't know about his Uday and Kuday, his two shit fuck sons, but... I don't know. You think Ivanka's sitting at the Thanksgiving table and all these guys are talking, and she's always embarrassed when Trump goes on and on again about the Persians and how you never negotiate with a Persian? Probably not. I don't know.
I mean, I can't imagine.
He's so stupid. They're
not, I just can't imagine that they're not.
Would Barack Obama ever
by what's going on?
Imagine Barack Obama saying in an interview, you know, the Persians are great negotiators. I mean, are there even Persians? Aren't they Iranians even?
Well, that's it. They don't. We don't have Persia anymore. We haven't. We haven't had Persia in a little while.
Yeah. Never buy a used car from a Persian. They'll out-negotiate you.
Right.
It's insane.
The Athenians.
Oh yeah. Hey, listen. Never fucking try to get a loan from a Mayan bank.
That's right.
Fuck you.
You got to watch out for those guys. We've got a story, got a few stories. Yeah.
Yes.
This is a story that, came out this morning. And, when Ryan read it, it went into instant vetting mode to make sure it was real.
Oh, what happened?
And not fake news.
Yes.
Because that's what we do here at Crab Diving. We try to make sure that everything that we scream about, we kind of know a little bit. Ain't fake.
What's fake? Is that story about the fucking gigantic alligator?
No, none of it. Okay. I'm saying we had the right process this morning.
Okay.
Because there's an alleged tape coming from a guy that we've heard shit from before.
Yes.
This mayor in Michigan.
Right.
Jim Fouts of Warren, Michigan. We've heard from him before.
Oh, God. So this is real?
Well, we checked it out. Yeah.
It would be better if it were fake. It really would.
Well, he's claiming that the tapes, which I finally found the audio of.
Okay.
He is claiming that the tapes are fake.
Okay.
And he is screaming and yelling.
They're fake? What does he think? That there's a bunch of reporters or people sitting around at Lucas Studios just like recreating fucking fake calls and stories?
Yeah, apparently
and
there's some massive conspiracy to take down the mayor of Warren fucking Michigan.
Who gives a shit?
No offense to our Warren Michigan listeners, but I mean, yeah, who gives
a fuck?
Kinda who gives a shit?
Do you think the Illuminati is like, hey, listen, we got to make a fake, you know, recording of a call where the shit he says.
I mean, come on. So, let's say 130,000 people. So not a small, tiny town.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a lot of people.
But a town nonetheless. It's the largest suburb of Detroit, they say.
Okay.
So it's right there in civilized land. How did they end up with this dick nozzle as
hello, dick nozzle.
As their mayor?
I don't know. What did they do to deserve this fuck nugget?
So it's mayor, what's this guy's, Jim Fouts, like I said, Fouts.
May I just trumpet?
And while I play these, I'm gonna find the previous shit he said, because I specifically remember that this guy's been
An asshole,
you know, on our radar before for some heinous.
We should call him. We should refer to him as Mayor Fucknugget.
Well, anyway, the headline, at least at Raw Story, says Michigan mayor caught on tape calling black people chimps and women dried up cunts.
Oh my God.
The mayor's coming under fire now after audio has surfaced, alleged.
Yes.
Of him using disparaging remarks. The recordings were obtained by, I guess, a blog or a independent journalist, the Motor City Muckraker.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes.
I love it.
Let it be known that when you said alleged, you rolled your eyes.
What do you mean?
Well, you said it, you know, you're a little eye roll.
We have to.
Yes.
It's alleged.
Allegedly.
We don't know that this Bullshit. Guy said this is actually him and that it's not some Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Some Hollywood Jew. I mean, some Hollywood magic.
No, it's Mark Hamill. He's an amazing voice actor.
Who's doing more, by the way. Do yourself a Google and
get the latest yes.
of Mark Hamill doing more reading of Trump tweets using the voice of the Joker that he uses in all the cartoons. It's fucking amazing.
It's the best work he's ever done. And
he's really good.
I'm including the Star Wars movies. He's better in this than he was in Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, he's really amazing.
Yeah.
So according to the Motor City Muckraker, they're talking about, previously Fouts made crude statements about disabled people calling for him to resign.
Okay.
He also said that recording was not him.
why did the
he
disabled
said,
people,
what good are they? They're dysfunctional human beings. They aren't even human beings. I don't want to be around them. I wish them well in a cage.
In a cage? What? He wants to put him in a cage?
In another recording, the voice suggests euthanizing people with disabilities. He says, weren't me.
Yeah.
I don't know what else came out of that one in the past. But
congratulations. You're in a wheelchair, but now you're in a cage because you live in my little shitty hamlet in fucking Michigan.
But now the latest.
Yes.
It says Fouts, who is holding a Martin Luther King Jr. celebration in Warren this afternoon.
Oh, gosh.
Is not responding to questions or comment.
Mm.
In the previous recordings, what we just played, they prompted calls for his resignation, or what I just talked about. He was also fired from his weekly radio show.
Yeah.
On 9:10 a.m. Radio Superstation.
Oh, shit. I'm going to say some racist fucking bullshit.
9:10 on the a.m. dial, everybody. Warren, Michigan. There's no traffic.
So, wait. He was the mayor and he's a DJ at the same fucking time?
He hosted a show. I don't think he was spinning the latest hits.
Yeah. He didn't do a top 40 or
it's a hip-hop station.
Morning drive time, I doubt it.
It is. Oh, it's the latest.
What a piece
of
shit.
Here's Jay-Z. He's a Negro who does rap type hip hop music.
He would probably say something like, I like Jay-Z. Why can't all black people be like Beyonce? Jesus fucking Christ, guys. Get it together.
He's denied these statements, saying these are engineered, but audio experts are disagreeing.
What kind of budget would people have for this? God.
In the latest of these recordings.
Yes.
I haven't vetted these. I don't know the quality of these recordings.
Crab diving unvetted.
Here he is, allegedly comparing black people to chimpanzees.
Oh, that's...
You know, blacks do look like chimpanzees. I was watching this black woman with her daughter, and they look like two chimps. Their mouths were elongated out, you know, duckish. Like.
What the fuck?
Their mouths were elongated, duck-ish-like.
That's the most insane shit we've ever played. Who the fuck would think that? Who the fuck would think that?
Who are those other people laughing?
Oh, I know. That's fucked up.
Who are those people who let him get away with that? Jim.
Can you imagine you're sitting around with your friends and you're just like, God, you know, it just strikes me. Have you ever looked at the black person's mouth that reminds me of a duck? This guy's nuts.
Here's a little more.
I remember this one kid in my class, I told you some years ago, he said, we have a party store. He says, my dad have rules. What are they? Only two nigger at a time.
Ooh, shit.
Now, he was relating a story.
Oh, yes. I'm playing a character.
But nonetheless.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's amazing. The audio engineers, they've done a great job with this.
Yeah, this is really sadly easy to hear.
Yeah.
And here's him talking about quite the Lothario, apparently he is. He's in his 70s.
He is a Lothario.
With really bizarre brown shoe polished, sticking straight up in the air hair. Here is him talking about why he doesn't date older
Oh my God.
Older women.
Think I want to date a fucking 60-year-old hag? Fuck that shit. I'm not interested in any old ugly hag. I think after a certain age, they're all dried up, washed up, burned out.
In case you missed it, allow me to read this bag.
Fuck that shit.
Think I want to date a fucking 60-year-old hag? Fuck that shit.
I'm not interested
in any old ugly hag.
You're the mayor!
I think after a certain age, they're dried up, washed up, burned out.
All those things. They're dried up, washed out, but most of all, they're burnt out. I can't take that. They're burnt out.
Unlike a 70-year-old bigot.
Oh, yes. What a piece of ass. A 70-year-old
white bigot. I'm sure he's just turgid 24-7.
Yes. You like Roy Moore Jr.? He's fucking hot. He's a fucking piece of ass from Alabama.
And here's a little bit more about how much he loves women.
They're pussies when they're young, and when they get old, they're just mean, hateful, dried-up old cunts.
What the fuck? Who says that? Hey, man, did you ever just...
Hey, man.
Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. Fuck these dried up cunts. Fuck that shit.
I'm the mayor. I don't even know how to react to this.
They're pussies when they're young, and when they get old, they're just mean, hateful, dried up old cunts.
Citations. Do you have medical facts to prove that?
I mean, he was talking about women.
Yes.
We would talk like that about conservatives.
About this guy. I mean, I would call this guy a dried up old cunt.
Sure.
Easily. Not a problem.
And then I would apologize to cunts.
Oh, yes. And anything dry.
For comparing. Yeah. Eczema.
What a piece of...
We're sorry.
Fucking shit. Yeah, I want to apologize. I want to apologize to the desert.
I'd like to apologize for being a little ashy.
Yeah.
So, God, there you go. That's
fucked up.
Michigan mayor. That's on our Facebook.
By the way, happy Martin Luther King Day.
Happy
Jesus fucking Christ. How do they, hey, I might have missed it because I was screaming, but how do they come upon these tapes? Where do they come from?
I don't have that information.
You don't know. I mean, that's, how the fuck did he, where was he, was somebody recording him? One of his friends?
Obviously, yeah. I don't think a friend. I don't know exactly how it was. How these were allegedly obtained.
Dried up old cunts. Fuck that shit. Yeah, what an asshole, man.
So we'll let you know what happens with the mayor of Warren, Michigan.
He's got that real, like, irritating voice, too. You ever meet them, like, talk like this? Fuck that shit. God, I hate that.
Thanks for joining us again, ladies and gentlemen, this lovely Monday, Martin Luther King Jr., Day, Dr. Yes. Martin Luther King right. Jr. Day.
He's a real doctor, not like these fake-ass doctors. You know, they get these honorary degrees from colleges and university. Dr. Cosby, bullshit.
No, I think Cosby went.
Wait, chemistry?
No, I think Cosby actually, a doctorate of education, I think he actually...
Did he really?
Took the classes, okay. Yeah. He was one of those who...
Jeez.
He's not whipping out his calling himself a doctor when... He got an honorary degree.
Imagine him sitting in class.
That's dickhole-ish. I mean, there's just nothing. I don't know. I would have a hard time.
Do you think when he's...
Portraying myself as a doctor if you get an honorary degree?
Oh, yeah. I don't even want it. I wouldn't give a fuck. You think Cosby was ever walking around campus? He was like, wandered into the chemistry department. He took a... Saw somebody sign and said, hey, listen, I'm working on this project. And what do you think about
She's
this?
She's 110 pounds about this tall.
Yeah, yeah. He says... Oh. You think he gave him a sample of his whatever he used to knock people out? It's like, what would you suggest adding to this? What would you? Could you give me some pointers, some criticism?
Mean, he might have just like roofied allegedly, but the stories we have seem to involve Benadryl, right? Didn't he admit to stuffing him full of Benadryl or something?
Yes.
The one or two times,
yes,
that he admitted to this already happening.
I guess so.
I guess.
Who knows? He's a shithead.
Speaking of shitheads.
Yes.
All right, this is California here. You think it's doesn't happen here in California,
yeah.
But
oh,
you know, we got jobs here too.
Right.
And these are probably the same type of people who would instead of getting rid of California's entire vote for the last election. They want to narrow it down to Los Angeles.
Oh, yes. Fuck us.
So this is a guy who's school board president. How terrifying is this?
No, fuck.
Whenever a school board is involved, it gives me a taint cramp even more.
Oh, shit.
Because these people are making decisions about education.
Take an Advil for that taint cramp.
Massage. His name is Mike Dunn, D-U-N-N. We urinate on his name.
Yes.
Conejo Valley, school board president.
Conejo Valley, where the fuck is that? Is that near here? I thought you might know. Kate, where's Conejo?
The interns to work on that.
Yeah. Figure it out.
Southeastern Ventura County and northwestern Los Angeles County.
It's not
so
far.
So if you head towards Ventura up on the 101, for those that know what's going on here, I would assume it's that section out there, like east, west of Tarzana, etc.
Yes.
Between Tarzana and Ventura.
Yeah. Oh, Tarzana. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Thousand Oaks, I mean, in Virginia, you know, that kind of thing.
Tarzana,
between
man.
Thousand Oaks and...
Tarzana is shit-tay.
Actually, Thousand Oaks is in Conejo Valley.
That's
anyway.
Where Justin Bieber lives.
Oh, yeah. So this guy emailed a parent and said that he is opposed to a change in the curriculum.
Okay.
And because of his Catholic Christian beliefs.
Now,
the president... cites his Christian beliefs and concern for the afterlife to explain his reluctance to adopt a new board policy.
Uh-oh. Mandatory blowjobs.
He was responding last week to a message from a parent who criticized him. The longtime trustee says California's new K-12 history social science framework, which instructs teachers to include the accomplishments of LGBT individuals.
That's awesome.
And other marginalized groups in their lessons. That conflicts with his Catholic faith.
Hold on a second. So now this curriculum, they're making people teach like LGBT history, gay history. I love that.
Stonewall,
right?
People killed,
yes.
Harvey Milk,
right?
And the battles there, and him getting killed, and yeah, sure,
that's awesome.
And they still don't have equal rights. They're battling that, but
well, I mean, when you
gay
want
marriage,
wouldn't you want your kid to know about this shit? I mean, I would want my kid to know about this. It's history.
It's part of history.
Yeah. I don't want my kid to be fucking stupid.
In the email that he sent,
yes,
it says, "Good morning, Michelle." The CBSA states the role of a trustee is to be responsive to the beliefs, values, and will of the community. Are you advocating a dictatorship? If I ignore my Christian beliefs, what happens to my soul when I die?
Oh, fuck me.
And what about the Apostle Paul? Now, this is a school board president. How the fuck? This is public schools. Public schools.
Yeah. I'll tell you about Paul.
If you're a parent,
yeah,
and you're like, hey, what do you mean you're opposed to them teaching that gay people are part of history too? What do you mean?
And what do you?
I want my kid to learn about that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And for him to say I'm against it because of Jesus.
Yeah.
Shove it up. You send an email and you get this back.
God. Shove it up your ass.
I would lose my mind.
Oh,
apparently,
yeah, absolutely.
She is losing her mind. That's why it's all over the news, because she went to the press with it.
This guy's all like Apostle Paul.
Right.
What the fuck? How does he know?
How does he know of what faith they are or if they have any?
Bring up a character from Harry Potter. Bring up one of those wizards, those old wizards.
According to Dumbledore.
Oh, yes. Ridiculous.
And what about the Apostle Paul?
What about him?
Paul wrote letters to the Corinthians, Romans, and Timothy,
which
conflict with the state history framework.
Did he write Timothy?
He did write Timothy. Yo, Tim.
Hey, Timothy.
A reading from the epistle
Epistle?
From the writings of Paul to Timothy.
Bullshit ticket 69.
You should really try the fish in Athens.
Really? It is,
no, I don't know.
I was like, that's...
Fuck, I don't fucking know what's in these letters.
I thought you looked it up.
I don't remember that.
Oh, you guys, you probably do. You went to Catholic school. How do you not know this shit?
Well, I read it. I've read it a couple times, but...
What do you know of the Apostle Paul?
Who remembers all that crap? Is the Apostle Paul a homophobe? Or was he inspired by God?
He's a cockwomble.
Where I spend eternity, apparently Paul must have had some gay problems.
Oh, yes.
Because apparently Paul's letter to the Corinthians, Romans, and Timothy are where all the, Romans, yeah, are where a lot of the gay hate. The gay hate.
The homophobic shit in the Bible.
In the New Testament, they try to justify.
Timothy. The New Testament is the homophobic hate.
So you get this. This is an elected official.
Yes.
A secularly elected official who's in charge. He's the fucking chairman of the committee of the school board. Says, where I spend eternity is far more important to me than being a school board trustee. To which I respond instantly, rock on with your cross-shaped heart on.
Yeah, but...
And there's the door.
Well, I would say call out the butterfly nets. You need to go in the living
room. There's the door. Your beliefs, boo-boo.
That's mental illness.
But you can't be in charge of secular education. You just can't. Go get a job at some Bible-winging school. And don't try to get our voucher money.
But to say, like, where I am right now in the present is nothing compared to what's going to happen to me in the afterlife. That is the ramblings of a lunatic. That's crazy.
I get to be a dick now so that I can sit next to the fruitful loins of the Lord later.
Are you going to see Apostle Paul in your fucking heaven? I mean, really? I don't know.
Didn't we see his... No, Peter. We saw Peter's bones.
Peter's bones.
Allegedly in...
Oh, yeah.
Rome.
Yeah. Under the Pope.
Right. We took the super secret tour.
Super.
I wish I was more awake for that.
No, I know. It was after the flying.
We had flown, barely rested. Not rested, really. Yeah.
We weren't properly rested to get a viewing of Jesus' diaper.
Right. Wasn't it diaper?
It wasn't a diaper. It was a cloth.
But I think it's a contemporary cloth. I don't think.
And it's not the Shroud of Turin.
No. No.
Okay.
Where I spend eternity is far more important to me than being a school board trustee. I expect the district will comply with the FAIR Act, but I also believe that the community does not want homosexuality, bisexual, and transgender taught to a seven-year-old.
What do you mean taught?
Taught to seven-year-old children. Enjoy your day, Mike.
What does this guy think? His stupid fucking kid is going to take a class and they're going to talk about... I don't know, transgender people.
Yeah, here's how you throw on a condom. Here's how you put the lube on.
You think he's going to go in the backyard and saw his dick off and put a vagina in? Is that what this idiot's afraid of? Grow up.
How to work a double-headed dildo. And not strain your back.
Like a baton, just twirl it around.
Backs.
Oh, yes. What?
A double-headed dildo. How not to strain your backs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, your backs. That's funny.
It's double-headed.
Oh, no, I get it. It's just, I'm laughing.
So, I mean, I would be infuriated if I got a letter like this back.
Terrified,
from a public school dude.
This dickhead's in charge of my kid. What the fuck?
Where I spend eternity is far more important to me than being a school board trustee. You have just said, then, that you are unqualified for the position. You cannot make objective decisions.
Yeah.
Based on what's good for the secular job that you are supposed to have.
Yeah.
Bye.
Right. Well, this guy's acting like he just learned this shit. Like, he just figured out that he can't force his shitty fucking religious beliefs upon the school system.
Well, apparently he's got a history of being a cockwomble.
You
of some sort.
I think he's more of a fuck nugget.
Because it says last August he voted against a new state mandated sexual education curriculum, saying that it conflicted with the teachings of the Catholic Church. So this is previously he voted against it.
Yes.
Now that he's got to implement it, this is what the he was answering the email from a concerned parent saying, "Hey, our kids are going to learn the correct history, right? Including that LGBT people are part of that history, not your stupid religious beliefs." Right. And this was his response to that.
Oh my God.
But he said, "I'll probably have to implement the FAIR Act."
Jesus Christ.
But
no, there's no but.
He voted against it, saying it conflicted with the teachings of the Catholic Church. In 2015, November,
yes,
he refused to vote on a change to district policy allowing transgender students to play on sports teams with the gender they identify with, citing that it was part of the LGBT agenda.
Right. Wait, now, is that true? At that high school, if you're a transgender person and you have inside fun parts, but you identify as male, can you play on the men's football team?
That's a question.
I don't know.
I don't know if that has been litigated.
Consult the cockwumble.
So the next board meeting, I believe, is tomorrow. And they're saying they're expecting hopefully a bunch of citizens are going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
To express their views about this asshole.
I mean, if this is near like a Tarzan is a total shithole, but Thousand Oaks is like a lot of money there.
Thousand Oaks, yeah.
Bunch of kids, bunch of parents who probably don't want their kids to be idiots. I mean, nobody wants their kid to be a fucking idiot.
I'm Catholic, too.
Oh, I mean, God, that's the worst.
I hope the Catholics would be a little more LGBT friendly these days.
Well, I mean,
keep their hands off the kids, for Christ's sake.
Right. But, I mean,
pun intended.
Yes.
So we'll let you know what's going on. I was reading from the Thousand Oaks Acorn, by the way.
Okay.
Local
acorn.
Support local media.
That's right.
Seriously,
man.
Support independent local media and like us.
Support crab diving more than anything. Support us first.
Well,
and
no.
Then if you have time to support the other media,
I think it's more important to support your local right now, and then you can support us because we really need local media to be keeping an eye on all these Slytherin graduates that are
wumbles
out there infesting all of our all of our government.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy anything you need from Amazon through that portal. We get paid and we make fucking money. That's why we do this. Just kidding.
Some funny, I guess.
Yes.
News that apparently some this group, there's a group that's having some infighting and some members of this group are quite upset, and their de facto leader has some information has come out about him.
Okay.
And now there's a rift
now
in a certain section of the white nationalist neo-Nazi movement.
they're not getting along. I don't understand.
Some members of the movement are being described as despondent upon learning the information that one of their leaders is actually married to a Jewish woman.
I can't believe it. God damn it.
A man who apparently has been using the pseudonym of Mike Enoch, E-N-O-C-H.
You know, it's really uncomfortable to cry when you've got one of those hoods on.
Yes.
You're upset, you know?
Has been, he runs a pro-white nationalist website called The Right Stuff,
created it,
but that's his fake name. And apparently his actual name,
yes,
and secret identity has been outed by rivals.
Okay.
He's a New York website developer with the name Mike Painovich, P-E-I-N-O-V-I-C-H.
Okay.
Might be one of my mom's people.
Oh, shit.
Serbian. So it wasn't the fact that about his real name. What they found out is that his wife is Jewish, which is particularly surprising because Painovich, according to Raw Story here, often makes jokes about the Holocaust on his podcast.
What?
And he also regularly talks and jokes about killing Jewish people.
Oh, God. Fucked up sense of humor.
In their password-protected forums over at The Right Stuff, so somebody's somebody's infiltrated over at The Right Stuff.
Right.
He admitted that he's married to a Jewish woman, said he doesn't want to see anyone making excuses for his long-time deception. Yes, my wife is who they say she is. I won't even bother denying it. I won't bother making excuses. If this makes you want to leave the movement or to have nothing to do with TRS, The Right Stuff, I guess that's how the inside cool kids refer to.
TRS. So stupid.
Then I understand. Cool. Don't lie for me. Don't lie for me. Racist fuckwads. Don't try to defend me to those attacking me. Yes. Don't jeopardize your own reputation by defending things you don't think you can. Don't jeopardize your white hate cred by defending me and my evil Jew wife.
Is he saying, my God, is he saying that if you have a problem with my wife being Jewish, you should leave TRS, The Right Stuff?
I get it. But don't lie. Don't try to defend me. Don't jeopardize your own reputation by defending things you don't think you can.
God, I don't understand this guy. It's very strange. So he gets married to a Jewish woman. Does he learn that she's Jewish during the marriage?
I have no further information.
Isn't that an interesting...
We're only witnessing the... It's like being at a zoo. We're only witnessing what's outside.
A shitty zoo.
We don't see what's behind the rocks.
Imagine, he gets married to this woman. He's a white supremacist. Maybe she's a big bigot as well. And somehow she goes to Ancestry.com, does the thing there, and she's like, oh, shit, I'm Jewish. Is that what you think happened? Or do you think he married her and then became a white supremacist? Probably the latter.
I mean, he could theoretically really hate black people and not hate Jews as much, and he just fell in with that group where, you know, some of them you got to hate both to be in the club.
But if you met this person and you loved her and you married her, wouldn't that make you question your racism and your hate?
No, not if you have no scruples and no empathy.
And you're stupid. If you're stupid as fuck, maybe not. There's that too.
Well, he was serving shit burgers to the stupid.
Right.
And hate-filled.
Yes.
So he was making money off of the stupid.
Oh, I see. He's a scam artist.
I guess some of his rivals in the white national movement are dancing on the corpse.
Hey, man, y'all hear about Fiona, bitch?
He's done now. He done married a Jew. He's out of the club.
And he said, don't make any excuses. I'm not going to make any excuses for my Jewish wife. What the fuck kind of statement is that?
He didn't put out a statement saying, you know, hey, Jews are people too, or anything like that. It was,
I mean, what he say?
Don't make any excuses.
If he wants to make this go away, he just has to say, listen, I didn't know she was Jewish when I married her.
Oh, yeah.
Had I known?
Look, I hate fuck her every night.
Oh, yeah.
I punch fuck her every night.
Oh, my God. It's the logic is strange. I'm not going to make any excuses for my Jewish wife.
A couple of comments. In the forum, Enoch was his fake name.
Oh, yes.
Enoch's rants were both enlightening and triggering, but now I cannot listen to them the same way again. It just feels like they're just more actors in the same play being orchestrated by the Jews.
What is triggering for this ignoramus? What's triggering him?
Enlightening and triggering.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
triggering is not supposed to be a good thing. Triggering is supposed to be a bad thing.
Now, triggering can be a good thing if you're dumb and you don't know what any words mean.
I mean, it has a negative connotation these days. If you're triggered by something, it's generally not a good thing.
Who knows with this guy? I mean, like shooting. He literally could mean like some sort of firearm.
Now I cannot listen to them the same way again. It just feels like they're more actors in the same play being orchestrated by the Jews.
Oh, yeah.
So even...
Oh, right.
Even the guy that's been spreading the Jew hate that I loved has been compromised.
Are you telling me we're this whole life, our whole reality is just a fucking... theater piece.
The red pill.
Oh, yeah. The Matrix was made by Jews.
I didn't want the blue pill. I didn't want to take the red pill.
And Lawrence Fishburne told that to Neo right before he took the blue pill. He's like, listen, just so you know, this whole Matrix operation... ran by Jewish people.
Right. another one said, I'm going to bed, but I want everyone involved with this doxing to think about contributing something to replace TRS.
What?
Rather than pissing on its grave and saying that they did the right thing. So far, you've fucked up royally.
Oh,
so
they're trying God.
To. We've talked about this before. They're so crazy. They hate each other. They can't. when you're based on that much hate, you start swinging at those that are near you, like at the Bundy Ranch.
Yeah, yeah.
When the evil revenuers went away, the Bundy loons, like some of these people, perhaps
they're stupid,
started turning on each other.
So let me understand this. This guy comes out and he says, "Yes, it's true. My wife is Jewish, but send me money." He says that? He wants money to sent to the right stuff?
No, that's somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Who says, you should be coming up with something to replace it.
Oh, okay.
We desperately need our hate forum.
Right.
The right stuff.
Oh, that's so stupid.
Oh.
Well, the movie with, that's a great movie.
How sad is it? The first thing that comes to mind when we say, when I hear the right stuff is...
That's a New Kids on the Block song.
Kids on the Block
God
song.
Damn. Hey, nobody knows... Do you think anybody listening knows that reference? I mean, I hope not.
Some of our older demographic.
I'm joking, yes.
Some of our contemporaries.
You remember when the New Kids on the Block... I saw it. The New Kids on the Block, they do that. They tried to rebrand and they were like NKOTB.
Right.
So stupid.
We got to go. Thanks for joining us here today, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be at Rated R Comedy, at Rated R Comedy on Instagram and Twitter, RatedRComedy.com. Find out where he's going to be doing some comedy soon.
Follow Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We're back tomorrow. Same bat time, everybody. Have a great one.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.